This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is a radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So let's get on with it, right? You got the President of the United States in Hanoi in negotiations with, well, the North Koreans. Will there be an end to the Korean War? After all these years, an end to the Korean War. You know, it's kind of interesting that they're having it in Hanoi. And it's kind of the other part, the big part of it, is that the dear leader, Mr. Zhang, took a train. No airplanes for him. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Also, we're going to be talking a little bit about the Supreme Court weighing in on the fate of a 40-foot cross built as a war memorial. This whole notion of the left of tearing down the American history, of course, has got to happen, doesn't it, if you're a globalist. We'll also be talking about Grievance 57, sheriffs around California. Various counties will be going to their sheriff's department to read Grievance number 57 in support of the notion, the idea of having county sheriffs. It's just one step away of eliminating county borders and boundaries, which they successfully have already done through their Soviet-style governance systems known as regional governance. See, the word Soviet means regionalism. And it's here in the United States, brought to you by, yes, you guessed it, Agenda 21. Yeah, the grand plan that Nancy Pelosi, see, we've got to put that around her neck. She is the queen of Agenda 21. She is the anointed queen of Agenda 21. A lot of people don't understand that, but it's very, very true. She is that person. You've got to remember House Res Con 353, 1992. She introduced it. And she's been committed to it. The overthrow of this country, the destruction of the United States of America, that is what Nancy Pelosi seeks. Let there be no mistake about it. And, of course, Michael Cohen, the rat, as they call him, the rat is going to be going to Congress today. I guess there's a secret hearing in front of the Senate. Then tomorrow it's going to be, the big show, He's going to come in and testify that while the president was president, there are crimes, high crimes and misdemeanors. Now you can see the Mueller strategy unfold. Excuse me, Agenda 21 Radio coffee break. It just plopped into my grubby hands here. I'm not saying little hands, notice. Oh, gosh. People are asking me, well, you got to sell that. Okay. All right. We're going to look into it. Those of you that are interested in purchasing some Agenda 21 Radio coffee, we're looking into it. We'll see. Anyway, so you've got the rat up there. The rat. You know, like Rat Fink, right? The Fink. The rat, Michael Cohen. There's these pictures of him, sort of rat, you know, he's got a look on his face, you know. They kind of make him out to look like the rat. Anyway, Michael Cohen, who is, in my opinion, his civil rights, his rights as an attorney anyway. I mean, I don't know how all that stuff works because I'm not an attorney and I don't play one even on TV. So I can't give you the attorney pose, you know, to play off that commercial doctor poses. Anyway, the rat is going to be telling everybody that while Donald Trump was in office now, there were crimes committed. And you see, that's the bait he's going to be given to the House committee. I think it's the Judicial Committee. Tomorrow. And you can see what he's doing. You can see, hey, high crimes and misdemeanors. We're bringing it to the attention of the House so that they can kick off and start the impeachment process. Get it? That's the Mueller strategy. Of course, remember what the Mueller task was. The Mueller task was clearly, was there Russian collusion? And guess what? There was none. So now they're going to find out some sort of made-up crimes or whatever that the rat is going to put out there. Now, they say they have tons of evidence to support it. Maybe the raid from his offices, the attorney's client privilege situation, was violated. Maybe those raids produced something. Well, so, you know, listen, you really have to take a long look at the entire policing agency of the FBI. You really do. That we know that at the very top of this, that criminal complaints already being levied against many of them and being looked at by others, whether or not Barr, the newly appointed. Attorney General is going to give everybody a fair shake. That's, of course, a different question. We don't know. He was fairly stable as the Bush Jr., we call him Jr., the younger, and when he was the Attorney General there. But we just do not know how this is all going to play out as far as the big schemata of things. So Trump under fire again. It's going to be, see, this is their whole thing. We've got the House. We can have these kangaroo circus courts out there. Nothing about collusion, which was the original task. It's all about secondary stuff. And it goes, oh, by the way, we found these violations, and we're just bringing Michael Cohen up to you people in the House to investigate. Shocking. You know, you've heard this before, that a prosecutor can convict, or you can indict and convict a ham sandwich. Guess what? I said this at the beginning of all this years ago. See, years ago. 2 years ago on the radio. I said, this is the ham sandwich prosecution. We're going to go after a ham sandwich, and we're going to get it. We're going to indict that ham sandwich. We're going to go all the way back to when the ham was on the animal, and the animal was alive, and we're going to convict that animal of crimes. The dead animal. We're going to convict him. What do you think? Jeez. You can't make it up. You cannot make it up. All the while, you have the green machine out there, Ocasio-Cortez. Now, it's kind of interesting. We'll be talking about this one. The corrupt California GOP, clearly a corrupt organization. It's a socialist organization, by the way, and it has been. It's been under the control and the yoke of many, such as Warren Buffett and allied people, you know, the money connection with George Soros and so on. The unions, you got to remember, the SEIU, the largest employee, government employee union organization, pays money and supports. They were brought in by Charles Munger Jr. to support the Republican Party of California. Oh, gee, what could possibly go wrong if you're a Republican conservative? Conservative, that's the key thing. What could possibly go wrong there? Well, it's been going wrong for years, since the mid-90s, when the socialists took over the California Republican Party. And it got even worse. What happened? You got the elimination of the two-party system, a Republican form of government. Well, that's good. That's a good constitutional thing to get rid of, right? Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. And then on top of that, they come up with dividing up, you know, your assembly district and your Senate district and your House of Representative districs. Also, it will benefit a monoparty system. And then you put a socialist in there, socialist and communist, no communist, about a sworn communist, into the California legislature, and you create yourself a monoparty system, and then you bring back the old communist and radical environmentalist Jerry Brown to be the governor. Now, what could possibly go wrong in California and also in the state, the GOP? Well, just about everything. When we come back, well, we'll touch upon that. We're going to be touching upon that in the third hour. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. What they're trying to do right now, it's kind of interesting. You've got, and this plays off onto what happened yesterday, or Sunday, excuse me, 2 days ago. What happened 2 days ago in California, Sacramento, California, the California GOP decided what they would do is they would, this is kind of interesting, they decided that they were going to elect a younger person to lead the party and kick out the two white guys. Right, that's basically what it was. It's a racist, you know, it's socialist move. Plain and simple. And everybody knows it. The grooming of the individual took place. There's a 36-year-old young lady named Patterson was selected. She's a Latina. And, of course, that's supposed to reflect the that's supposed to reflect what's going on in America, right? Sure. Okay. Right. The browning of America. See, this is they're putting it in everybody's faces. It's the browning of America. Right. The browning of America. Sure. That's what they say. We're gonna brown America. And all you white people leave. Of course, that's what they want. That's the race card being played is naturally happening. That it always happens this way, doesn't it? It's always the race card that they throw out at you. Why not? Aren't you a racist? Everybody's a racist, of course. It's okay. It's okay to be a racist. So the Republicans elect in California. Now, it's going to come back to what's going on, the sandwich between for Nancy Pelosi. This is the whole gig. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's all part and parcel of the same thing. Okay, so yesterday we published a bunch of articles and stuff, and we looked at the whole story about Ms. Patterson. And it's quite obvious. This is her. Now, I want you to listen to the voice. We'll do a little voice comparison here. This is Miss Patterson speaking to the group. This is the California GOP convention. She's talking to the group. This is a very short snippet. I understand she's not quite capable, kind of like a Spike Lee thing. Extemporaneous speaking is not necessarily her forte, although she pulls off some pretty good lines here for about 60 seconds. See if we can get this right. They're going to run
six California Republicans made history today, electing their first ever chairwoman to lead the party out of this disastrous midterm elections and into 2020. KPIX 5 political reporter Melissa Kane introduces us to Jessica Milan Patterson.
The reporter right here doesn't say anything
today
about
today is
corruption.
Not about me. Tomorrow.
Okay, this is her. This is her, Jessica Patterson. But you notice that the reporter doesn't say anything about the corrupt election system in California, that where they legalized corrupt election systems in California. Here we go. Now, this is her. I want you to listen to the voice and the timbre and the cadence.
About me. Tomorrow is not about me. Tomorrow is about us.
Jessica Milan Patterson is now the first woman elected to lead the Republican Party in California. She's 38 years old, a Latina.
Uh-huh. A Latina and a mom. Well, we're being blocked, of course. This is what happens when you're trying to make a valid point anymore on radio. Anyway, so this is the situation with Ms. Patterson. We're going to try and get this one off of here. Anyway, she talks and sounds a lot like...
It's a bold move for Republicans.
Guess who? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And then we do some reporting last night. Well, we're not doing any report. People are reporting to us, and we're doing some research on this woman. As it turns out, she has been groomed.
As one party leader, Carmen
Shocking. Shocking. She's been groomed. I wonder who could groom people. Well, let's try this one.
And put it.
Jessica Patterson is the face of the future of California Republicans.
That was Harmeet Dillon. Was she groomed by her? Shocking. Shocking. She's a Republican consultant for the Republican Party,
face
of course.
Of the future of California.
National Republican Committee Chair. National. Harmeet Dillon. She appears on Fox all
Republicans.
The time.
Republicans.
choosing Patterson also meant rejecting the other two candidates,
yes, the two white
local
ones.
Trump supporters Travis Allen
Trump
and
supporters.
Steve Frank. Now, Patterson doesn't talk too much about President Trump. Her message is unity, bringing people together to fight against what she calls the enemy, Democrats.
We will all be together.
See?
One team, every one of us, working towards beating Democrats.
Today, Patterson promised a Republican comeback.
Never going to happen in California. They just buried themselves. You know, the problem is they buried themselves. And later on the article here, we'll get to that a little bit later, is the fact that she is supported by Willie Brown. Willie Brown, you know, the lover of Kamala Harris. What? Yeah. And so here you have Willie Brown coming out and supporting Patterson. Oh, and remember, Harmeet Dillon, the groomer, and who else could be possibly involved here? And that's something we're asking questions about, and we're finding answers. We get it. So right away, you've got a corrupt socialist, once again, socialist system running the California GOP. It's a pretense. It's just a ruse, ladies and gentlemen, to think that they could say they've got a Republican form of government. Because why not? They got some people barking at them, right? Barking at him. Okay, now you heard Patterson speak. Well, we'll get into the Ocasio-Cortez business. Now, she looks similar look. Now, here's the deal, and here's the problem. The problem is for Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi is facing some real problems because guess who? The article comes out right now. This is from Tucker Carlson, how AOC became the boss of the Democratic Party. And guess who they want to have step aside? Nancy Pelosi. Oh, I can't imagine that. What could possibly go wrong under that scenario, right? Well, nothing for us, of course, except we're going to get a green monster, a person who supports nothing but the green thing, right? I mean, as if these things could actually happen. This is a destruction of our country, which is exactly what is called for in where? Agenda 21. Of course. Let's listen to Tucker's going to come up here in a second. I'm going to hear from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as the leader of the party. Don't you just love it? And now you have on the other side, you have the Ocasio-Cortez lookalike in the Republican Party leadership of California.
Republicans have described Ocasio-Cortez as the leader of her party, as the boss of the Democratic Party. And there's a reason that they're saying that, because she is. And she said so herself in an interview on Friday. Watch this.
Oh, it's unrealistic.
Oh.
And I'm like, you try. You do it.
Right.
Because you're not. Because you're not. So until you do it, I'm the boss.
That's
how
right.
About that?
She's the boss. So how did this happen? Well, for the last 2 years, Democrats have been very distracted. They have spent all of their time hating Donald Trump and none of their time thinking about what they would do if they ever took charge, as he just did of the Congress last November. So they arrive in Washington in January and they have no idea what to do. Lucky for them, someone had a plan. She was a 29-year-old bartender from the Bronx, and she showed up with a brand new Democratic platform already written. She imposed it on her party. It's called the Green New Deal. And in less than 2 months, she has basically convinced the entire leadership of the Democratic Party to buy into this plan, to ratify it. It's a perfect plan. It would shut down the entire American economy, except for the hedge funds that fund Democratic campaigns.
Well, we're going to hold it there. We're going to come back. We got another minute of that. I want to get back into it so that you kind of see what's going on in our nation. Oh, we're turning it all over to the youngers. And isn't it interesting? Nancy Pelosi, California representative. And now we have this newcomer on the scene. Groomed, just like Ocasio-Cortez has been groomed. A socialist hiding as a conservative Republican. But they had to eliminate the white guys. And they did. That's their agenda. And guess who might take Nancy Pelosi's seat in the future? We'll be right back.
Hello,
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
We are back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and I wanted to remind everybody that we have the equivalent to the West Coast version of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in our midst, and she is now the elected, fraudulently, of course, because the California State GOP is a fraudulent organization. And, you know, they're masquerading around. They're thinking, oh, what we're doing is fine. This is just the normal course of corruption that we should follow to be totally unfair and corrupt the vote. That's her. She's in charge of that party now. You know, because you had Jim Brulte, who was just equally as corrupt. I don't even know what the bow tie is doing now. Charles Munger Jr., what he's doing. I'm sure he's now going to try and destroy the Democratic Party, which, you know, destroy the Democratic Party. Can't do, you know, it's already destroyed. In California, there might be a hint, a clue, right? So anyway, you've got this situation that's developed now. You've got Ocasio-Cortez on the right coast, and now on the left coast, you've got this other girl who's just like her, and she's been groomed. Those are the reports that we're getting in from our sources. And, of course, we're stacking it all up. She's been groomed. Ocasio-Cortez has been groomed. Come on, she's been groomed. You guys know that. I mean, they plugged away in teaching her for a solid year what was going to happen. And she's playing along with it. That's the way it rolls, guys. That's the way it rolls. So now you've got this going. Now, Tucker Carlson kind of shaped up a little thing about the socialist adventures of Ocasio-Cortez and his diatribe last night, because she's now running the Democratic Party. So they're elevating her, and who are they pitting her against? Shocking. Nancy Pelosi, the octogenarian. Here we go.
I mean, except for the hedge funds that fund Democratic campaigns.
This is Tucker last night.
Absolutely perfect. There's only one downside. The plan, if enacted, would cost, some estimate, more than the entire global GDP. Not the GDP of the United States, but the GDP of the world. It's pretty expensive. But it doesn't bother Ocasio-Cortez at all. She doesn't care. Listen to her describe her reaction to the bean counter's description of this is too expensive. Here's what she says in response.
Our planet is going to face a disaster if we don't turn the ship around. And so it's basically like there's scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult. And it does lead, I think, young people to have a legitimate question. You know, is it okay to still have children?
Is it okay to still have children? Well, I don't know, Alexandria. Can we? You're the boss now. If you say we can't reproduce the species, of course we won't. It's your call. My gosh. It's a measure of how cowardly and passive everyone's become all of a sudden that a chorus of right-thinking Democrats hasn't told this idiotic windbag to be quiet and take a seat. Don't talk until you learn something. But of course, nobody's done that. They're all too afraid of her. What you're watching isn't politics. It's a children's crusade, an army of tiny combatants marching off in oversized clothes into an unknown, puffed up with ignorant self-righteousness. Last week, as if on cue, activists showed up with a group of kids to harass California Senator Dianne Feinstein for the crime of not endorsing the Green New Deal.
This.
Watch.
Some scientists have said that we have 12 years to turn this around.
Well, it's not going to get turned around in 10 years. What we can do,
Senator, if this doesn't get turned around in 10 years, you're looking at the faces of the people who are going to be living with these consequences.
The government is supposed to be for the people and by the people and all.
You know what's interesting about this group is I've been doing this for 30 years. I know what I'm doing. You come in here and you say it has to be my way or the highway. I don't respond to that.
Any plan that doesn't take bold, transformative action is not going to be what we need.
Well, you know better than I do. So I think one day you should run for the Senate.
Mm-hmm. You almost feel a little bad for Dianne Feinstein. This is not the politics that she joined. When Dianne Feinstein became a U.S. senator 27 years ago, the Democratic Party was still sort of tethered to reality. They cared about the middle class, or said they did. They wanted a secure border. Dianne Feinstein made that case herself. They said they wanted abortion to be legal, but at least they said they also wanted it to be rare. They never told you not to have children. Dianne Feinstein is 85 now. She is not the future of the Democratic Party. Comrade Ocasio-Cortez is the future. She may be arrogant and dumb, but at one point she's absolutely right. She is the boss.
Well, she is the boss. There you go. And she is the boss. Let's be clear about this. Now, and where's the other boss coming from? Where is the replacement for a Feinstein or a Pelosi? Well, it's pretty obvious. The grooming will continue for the next year. And guess who will probably not run in 2020? Shocking, Nancy Pelosi. That's my prediction, Nancy Pelosi. And guess who will run in her place? I'm going to let you think about that. We'll cogitate. Just think about that. Who could possibly, could you imagine the bookends to this nation? A loudmouth Ocasio-Cortez and a loudmouth Patterson out of California. I mean, think about it. They look alike. They act alike. They talk alike. Now, one of them is a better speaker than the other, a little bit more articulate. I think, though, with good grooming, she could be the rival on the Republican side. And look at what will happen. You'll have loud mouths on each party saying the same thing. The monoparty system comes to the nation, just like we have in California. This is, we caught them with their pants down. This is Californication right now, right here, you're seeing. And they're gonna do. See, they got the globalists are in charge here. Not Nancy Pelosi's still part of that global elite. She's doing the good bidding for them now. Dianne Feinstein, not so much, because as Tucker said, she used to be back in the system as somebody who, yeah, we need a wall. You know, she had some modicum of sense about her as a Democrat. Boy, that's a reach. I know. Listen, I know that's a reach, but that's what she did. That's why she answered those kids like that, because she was kind of shocked. Like, wait a minute, who are these kids coming in preaching this Ocasio-Cortez business, which is what the green thing's all about? And it's all about Agenda 21. This is the United Nations Agenda 21 plan being played out right in front of your faces. Wild assumptions about a budget. Wild assumptions about how they can bring money in. Wild assumptions about how they're going to live. When the reality is, all these assumptions are designed to destroy the economy of the United States and bring it down. So that those that are the global elitist, well, they can be in charge. This is world domination. Of course they're preaching all this stuff. And none of it's in reality. But if they can make it a reality and convince you that this is the course they have to go to. And by the way, next after Trump, we've got two of those youngers that are coming in there saying the same thing from both sides of the parties. Two parties, really? That's called monosystem. It's called a dictatorship. That's where they want it to go. These are the tools of the globalist trade. And we caught them with their pants down. It's a bad vision, isn't it? We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Brown's father, Edmund Joseph Brown, was known for running scams and gambling operations in San Francisco. With the help of businessman William Newsom II, Pat Brown became governor of California for two terms. During his governorship, he awarded the Squaw Valley concession contract to William Newsom III and his partner, John Pelosi. The deal was criticized for the state of California paying for everything and getting nothing. William Newsom III grew up with the governor's son, Jerry, who was training to be a Jesuit priest. John Pelosi's son, Paul, married Nancy D'Alessandro, daughter of Thomas D'Alessandro Jr., who was known for smuggling heroin into the U.S. with Lucky Luciano and the Baltimore Mafia. John Pelosi's son, Ron, married William Newsom's daughter, Barbara. Over ongoing disputes about the Squaw Valley concession, William Newsom Sr. threatened to hurt the governor politically, just as Governor Brown was running for a third term against Ronald Reagan. He lost. But 8 years later, the former governor's Jesuit son, Jerry, reclaimed the governorship in 1974. He appointed William Newsom III to a Placer County judgeship in 1975, and 3 years later to the State Court of Appeal. William Newsom was an attorney for oil magnate J. Paul Getty, named in the 1966 Guinness Book of World Records as the world's richest private citizen. And while serving on the appellate bench in the 1980s, he helped Getty's son, Gordon, secure a change in state trust law that allowed him to claim his share of a multi-heir trust. After Newsom retired from the bench, he became administrator of the Getty Trust and provided seed money for his son, Gavin Newsom, Nancy Pelosi's nephew, to start the Plump Jack business that led to a career in San Francisco politics as mayor of San Francisco and lieutenant governor of the state of California. Gavin Newsom was informally adopted by the Gettys after his parents divorced. And recently succeeded family friend Jerry Brown to be the current governor of California.
Here we go again.
For years, these four families have ruled the state of California politically. And with the help of Kamala Harris,
Maxine Waters' name pops up. Interesting.
And Dianne Feinstein, California's uncontrollable state government spending has amounted to over $2 trillion in debt and the highest tax rates in the country. The homelessness population is on the rise so much that a typhus outbreak has reached epidemic levels. Thousands of needles from illicit drugs litter the streets.
Sanctuary state status. Another big one.
They have been steadily chiseling away at the Second Amendment. They have passed laws for mandatory vaccinations. And they continue to aggressively oppose our president on every front. On October 1st, 2016, right before Donald Trump won the election, President Obama transferred full control of the internet from the U.S. government to an independent California nonprofit organization. In a cyber war scenario, the U.S. government may not have control over the internet, even if it secures military and government domains and IP addresses. The targets in cyber warfare are likely to be civilian, and the U.S. government requires private sector infrastructure to operate. Since the internet underpins our computer systems, electrical grids, communication systems, and other critical infrastructure, our entire civilian society could be at risk. Who controls California? Who controls the four families? What is a republic? For NewsWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Okay, so that's sort of an enlightenment, isn't it? Nice to be enlightened so early in the morning here in California about the four families. This is clearly what we're dealing with here, and it's not unexpected. This is true. This is these are the four families who have pretty much controlled the recent California, and a lot of it. It's kind of interesting. It's really very interesting when you start digging into the history of Jerry Brown in particular and Pat Brown, and of course. The key that you need to understand is that Nancy Pelosi's linkage to the mafia and heroin trade is pretty close because her dad was involved in it. And Lucky Luciano in that group. But Edmund G. Brown, Pat Brown, of course, was also equally involved in. It's interesting that, remember, that Pat Brown was running for a third term. This is goes back to the days of which called for term limits, which put term limits in 1990 on in California. This was a Prop 114, I think, or 144, one of those. In 1990, it said, we're going to put term limits. Now, this is where term limits became fashionable. Everybody's talking about it. But I'll tell you, you want to see how bad term limits are, just take a look at the California legislature, how torn up it is. It has been since the 1990s. Nothing gets done. I mean, well, it gets done. More gets done than, because of the legislative strike, the cycle that they have, 11 months out of the year. Come on, everything gets done that needs to get done for corruption, of course. But they lost control of it then when they came in with the term limits, and that's really the key thing. But the other part of it is they said, oh, the governor can only be governor for two terms, except for those governors. This only applies to governors after 1990. Well, Jerry Brown served a first and second term. He termed out, he got done, and he was not reelected after the second term. In 1984, there was only one person that qualified, and that was Jerry Brown. And what does he do? He comes back and haunts us in 2010 for two more terms, eight more years. The dynasty continues, and now we have the handoff with Gavin Newsom. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, we are back here on Agenda 21. I'm sorry, you know, I was slurping down some coffee. By the way, we're midstream in pot deux of Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. The best coffee on the planet. By far. So they say. Anyway, it's man style. You gotta like it. It's man style. It's bold. It's courageous. It's outrageous. And it makes you bold, courageous, and outrageous. No, it doesn't do that either. I mean, everybody's got their own taste, if you know what I mean, and reaction to it. Anyway, Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. Part deux. In hour deux, we will be... No, that's en français. Deux. Un, deux, trois, quatre. Get it? We're multilingual here. I'll have to teach my audience French because, you know, the French are picking up on the new California thing in a big way. They're saying grievances like us. Anyway, Grievance Day. So it's Grievance Day. We're grieving the state of California over sheriffs. It's the sheriffs today. Not that they're bad. No. The globalists want to eliminate the sheriffs. That's their goal, is to eliminate the sheriffs. And kind of interesting. Kind of interesting, the twist that our lives take, isn't it? Anyway, so we got a lot going on. We're going to come back in the second hour. We're going to talk about what is going on with the president, what is going on with, of course, in the Congress. And there's big stakes happening, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a wonderful time to be alive, isn't it? It's absolutely a wonderful time to be. Okay, so we got a lot of things going on. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's the long way to get there. You can take the shortcut, a21r.com. A21r.com. And we got a whole kind of new look going on the website. So let us know how that all works out. We got a whole bunch of other things. Look for New Cali Magazine. Yeah, a new publication. I'll tell you what, it's going to go viral and all over the United States. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.